Behind the tinted windows of this car is the former president of Burkina Faso, Blaise Compaoré, returning to the country he ruled for 27 years. The man who fled from the presidential palace after a popular uprising 8 years ago has received a hero's welcome. Hundreds of supporters greeted him at the airport.
Our Burkina Faso above all. Burkina is under threat, you see. We as Compaoré supporters want peace to return to our country.
It's the new Burkinabe leader, Colonel Paul-Henri Sandaogo Damiba, who took power in a coup in January, who invited Compaoré to take part in a reconciliation meeting with previous presidents. Most of them participated in overthrowing him in 2014. At the time, Damiba was an officer of the presidential guard taking orders from Compaoré before he left the country. The former strongman has been living in exile in neighboring Ivory Coast. In April, a court in Ouagadougou sentenced Compaoré to life in prison for the killing of the Pan-African leader and former Burkinabe president Thomas Sankara.
No justice, no peace. And Burkina need justice before any kind of reconciliation. So Blaise cannot come, you know, like the savior. No. He must be arrested when he arrives at the airport of Burkina Faso because he's guilty, so he needs to go to jail.
But for Damiba, it seems justice can wait. Burkina Faso is battling a surge of attacks from armed groups linked to ISIL and Al-Qaeda, forcing millions of people to flee their homes. Compaoré is part of the solution. He could help bring an end to divisions and enable military leaders to regain control. During his time in office, he was an ally to the West in dealing with armed groups and negotiating the release of Western hostages. With no end in sight to the violence, Compaoré's supporters are perhaps nostalgic about the peace and stability of his regime. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera,